Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Katzkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody. It's Allison Katzkowski. Thanks again for tuning in to another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. This is our Signature Tuesday flagship show. And as always, I love spending time with you every Tuesday morning. Today, my guest is Dr. Robert Bray, who is a stress and traumatic response expert. He has spent pretty much the majority of his career in this space in one form or fashion or another. And we're going to talk today about the practice of tapping. But we're also going to talk about a little bit about kind of that heightened state of being reactive and what causes that and what causes us to stay there on a regular basis. And then we'll get into tapping a little bit as a way to kind of manage that. So, it's really good to see you today. Thanks for being my guest.
I'm glad to be here. This is going to be fun. I'm always excited to have an opportunity to present to people a simple, easy way to reduce the stress in their lives.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't take a lot to look around the world today and think that this is going to be helpful for people no matter where they are. So, but before.
I can just tell you from the news this morning. There's plenty of things going on. Now, there's nothing wrong with stress. Stress is a normal kind of response that the body has.
It happens every
day. To stressor events.
Yeah.
Right. So, but the problem becomes when we are activated in this sympathetic way that our body becomes overwhelmed, especially when we become overwhelmed emotionally, sensationally, so that we can't really engage. We can't really think because you're not going to make good decisions.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our tendency, I think, as human beings, since you went there, I'll go ahead and respond. Our tendency as human beings is to react. Our tendency is to immediately look for a solution, right? Because, you know, when we think about how our brain is wired, it's wired for safety primarily. So anytime we encounter something new, whether it's good or bad, whether it's a challenge or whether it's something amazing that's happened, right? Our brain immediately wants to go to what's familiar. And anything that's not familiar, it's like, all right, what do you want?
the thing here is that I assume a pro-symptom position in regards to whatever anybody brings to me.
Yeah.
If you're having a reactive kind of an event, there's a reason that it's there.
Right.
And so we try to understand what the reason is. Generally, the reason has to do with survival. I mean, people talk about maladaptive children. There are no maladaptive children.
Agree.
Everything is adaptive to what they're trying to survive and do.
Right.
And so what happens is that becomes an automatic bottom of the brain body response because we learn early on, touch the stove, pull away.
Yeah.
See that event, pull away.
Yeah.
Engage with that person, pull away, or operate in a very fight or flight kind of space.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way to go. Now, there's a way to undo that, but there's nothing wrong with the way people think or the way that they're doing it. It's not a cognitive problem.
Right.
If anybody thinks that they're holding on to this because it's a decision, they're really missing the boat.
Right.
It's really what happens automatically in your body. And so I've been working in this field since I was 20.
Yeah, you have lots of experience. Tell us little bit, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about some of the work that you've done in this space. Because I know for a lot of people listening, when they hear like a stress and trauma recovery specialist, they probably think along the lines of somebody being a therapist.
Well, you don't have to be, because most of the crisis intervention work done in this country is done by peers, by lay folks who are engaging in that moment. That's how I started as a volunteer at a college drop-in center. But as you go along, you begin to understand that there are deeper, more difficult levels of injury and wounds that can be dealt with a therapist. But the most important thing is whenever you feel that you are in an overwhelmed state where you have an automatic reaction to fight, flight, or to faint, then you need to stop what you're doing, bring yourself fully into the moment, making sure you're safe. And in that safe moment, to say to your body, to say to your spirit, you're safe here. We don't need this overreactive kind of space.
Yeah.
And then to bring it down, to downregulate that overwhelming symptom.
Yeah.
to activate the parasympathetic system. All of that said, it's not that difficult to understand what I'm talking about. And the stuff that I'm teaching you today and the stuff about tapping, there's over 400 journal articles about this. This is not something that is hoo-hoo. We have lots of studies to show it. If you go to the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology website, they'll look at the research. We have bibliography of over 400 articles, five meta-analyses that say this is the best way to treat traumatic stress.
Yeah, I've got a couple of colleagues who do some teaching with tapping, so I am familiar with it. But before we go there, I just would love some color from you on this, just from people listening. You know, we've talked a little bit about the sympathetic nervous system and what its purpose is and what the parasympathetic nervous system is. So if you could just take a few minutes and just give us like a 5-minute education on what the distinction is between those two systems. Like, I think just some just some practical info.
Right. Well, the thing to keep in mind is that we're talking about you know, not the voluntary nervous system. You know, if I raise my hand, I can tell my hand what to do and when to do it. If I tell my palm to sweat, it doesn't happen. You know, that's not the way that it gets done.
Yeah.
So what happens is the body has an internal system that is not under the direct control of the mind. And so it's part of the mind, but it does automatic response to things. And that's absolutely necessary, because how do you balance your breathing? How do you balance your heart rate?
Yeah.
Well, you have to have those two systems working together.
Yeah.
There's lots of research on the vagal nerve over the last few years, and that's primarily the parasympathetic activation device. And so if you can activate that, you will calm the system, because that's what it's there for.
So your sympathetic nervous system is what becomes reactive when we're in a state of
parasympathetics.
So like when you're confronting somebody, or you're in an argument or a stressful situation like traffic or whatever, like anything that forces you to react quickly, that's your sympathetic nervous system going on high alert.
Right. Or anything in which you think that you have to be on high alert to make it work. I mean, in post-traumatic stress, one of the symptoms we always look for is something called hypervigilant, which means that you're always on,
always
looking for that next cue as to what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So the idea here is to, when you're turned on, to say, do I need to be turned on at this moment? And there's lots of times you do, but there's lots of times when you're going, no, this is what's freaking me out is a memory from the past.
Yeah.
But I'm not in that memory. I'm not in that space. The memories from the past that feel like they're real and happening now, we call those flashbacks.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with having memories.
Yeah.
That's a great thing. But when it turns into your body can't distinguish between the there and then from the here and now, you've got a problem.
Yeah. So let's compare that for a minute to the parasympathetic nervous system, which the point of that is to help us relax, is to help us create that sense of normalcy, right?
Well, to come to balance.
Yeah.
It's not always, generally when you're in balance, you feel more relaxed.
Yeah.
But it's not specifically for that, to have that response. That's the way we know that we are in balance, is we're often in a state of relaxation. But we can also be in the zone, right? Playing a game or doing something. Well, you know, you do sports and there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But to be in the zone, you're going to be very, very activated.
Yeah.
So the key is to keep that balance in a way that you can recover when you have that moment and come back to it.
Yeah, the problem today, I think, that so many people struggle with, PTSD all aside, is staying in that hyper-reactive state all the time and just being, like, not giving yourself a chance to find that balance.
Right, and some of that is just we have trained ourselves at a very young age, and depending on our circumstances. Now, if you were raised in an abusive situation where there was a lot of violence, there was a lot of noise, there was a lot of activity, your body is going to just be very much on the guard for that all the time.
Yeah.
If you happen to have been lucky enough to be raised by two parents who loved one another and thought it was their duty to take care of their child, you have these experiences in a different way. But now we're getting into the psychotherapy part.
Yeah.
I just want to stay with, if you think of something.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you think of something right now that when you bring it to mind, you feel a little bit of upset. It could be an event in the past that was a traumatic event that when you recall it or when you're exposed to it, it comes back in that negative.
I think we all do if we're being honest.
Right.
I think anyone listening can probably relate to that.
Okay, so let's try it. So just, Allison, think for a moment of that event in the past. Mm-hmm. And as you bring up that event in your past, notice what happens in your body and notice that you feel it. Now, it could be a sadness. It could be an anger. It could be a pain, whatever. But notice it in your body. You got it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now, as you notice it, rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 is no upset at all. You can think about this, talk about this all day, no upset at all. 10 is the worst feeling you have.
Okay, to be fully transparent, there are a couple things that I've done quite a bit of work on over the years to help me with. So if I'm
let's clean that up.
Well, I mean, I was going to say I don't think I need it to be cleaned up. It feels pretty good in my body now. I can talk about it openly, and it doesn't. Good. It's not right. It's not holding me back. I guess the reason that I'm asking these questions is what I would love for you to give some color to is to sort of paint a picture for people listening.
Well, what happens is that a lot of times people do the work, do the trauma work, and they get to a point where they can tell the story without melting down, without falling apart, bolting out. Now, so they're no longer in what I would call the diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder in a formal sense.
Right.
But still, when you think about it or you try to incorporate it, you still feel some upset. Mm-hmm. Now, clearly, you're doing well in your life and you're doing well in everything I see around you. And oftentimes people will still have, there's a place that if they go to it, if they focus on it, they will notice the upset again.
Yeah.
Now, that's where it's not a cognitive problem. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how you've worked on it. Doing tapping is a way to do this in a non-cognitive way. EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, is a very good cognitive approach. There's a number of good cognitive approaches. Mm-hmm. But when it gets right down to it, we're dealing with what you're experiencing in your body.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. Right.
And so that's why I ask you to think of something that you might feel in your body. Now, it could be an event in the past, or it could be something that as you think about something coming up, you notice something in the way you're responding that's a little anxious or a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, where you start. So for your listeners, if you can pull that up, you will begin to feel it. Mm-hmm. And then I would ask you to rate the feeling from 0 to 10. Now, you don't need to be at a 10. If you're at a 10, you probably shouldn't be listening to the show.
Yeah. I get it.
But if you can feel it at any level, that's enough to demonstrate this. Do you have anything you can feel any upset with at a lower level?
I mean, there's things from time to time that come up, but that's just
Nothing right now. Mm-mm. Okay.
No, not really.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do is I will take your listeners through this very quickly. Okay. So you rate it 0 to 10. Now okay. Tap the side of your hand.
Okay.
Yep. And then tap under your nose.
Okay.
Tap the beginning of the eyebrow.
The beginning of the eyebrow. Okay.
Yep. Between the center line of the face, the beginning of the eyebrow. Mm-hmm. Now, tap under your arm about where your bra comes across your ribs.
Okay.
And then tap under the collarbone right where it comes into the sternum.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Tap on the index finger. Tap under the collarbone. Tap on the tiny finger. Tap under the collarbone.
Okay.
So those are tapping points. Now you're going to tap on the back of your hand between the two small knuckles, about a half an inch towards your wrist, mm-hmm. and just keep tapping there. That's what we call the gamut spot. You're going to close your eyes for a moment. Mm-hmm. Open your eyes. Look down left. Look down right. Mm-hmm. Whirl your eyes in a big circle all the way around the room.
All the way around the room.
Okay. And now whirl the other direction all the way around the room. Hum. Mm-hmm. 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 And then count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hum again. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to repeat the tapping we just did. So side of hand.
Okay.
Under nose.
Yep.
Beginning of eyebrow.
Mm-hmm.
Under eye. Under arm, under collarbone, mm-hmm. index finger, mm-hmm. under collarbone, tiny finger, under collarbone.
Okay.
Then you go back, whatever you were thinking about before, if you're a visual person, pull up the image. If you were remembering a specific event, pull it up. Mm-hmm. Just the way you were before. And then notice how you feel in your body now. And generally speaking, what you're going to find is there's activation of a relaxation response and one of being more fully, it'll feel like more fully in this moment.
Yeah.
And that becomes more of a memory,
yeah.
but not something you're experiencing now.
Yeah.
Now, when you do that, suddenly you can think in a more clear way. You can engage in a more positive way. That's the crisis tapping pattern that we yeah. use in thought field therapy. There's a number of other standard patterns. If you want to learn more about it, it's all driven by muscle testing, and there are specific tapping patterns that can be developed to do it. Now, you know, it's hard for me to limit myself. I'm just finishing
course. Let me backtrack for a minute if I can. Yeah. So the tapping yeah. that you took us through, there were a yeah. number of different places,
yes.
you know, for people listening that you're telling right. them that, you know, to go through this. So these yeah. places represent meridians, right?
Well, they're meridian treatment points. And you can okay. tap anywhere on those meridians that's easy. But this is what Dr. Callahan, the guy who innovated this originally, mm-hmm. found was the easiest way to get to it. And by tapping on those, you're providing energy into that system.
Okay.
Now, you provide the energy in a specific way. It's like adding a code mm-hmm. in that says, oh, you need to trigger this response in your body, mind, and spirit. And so that's what happens.
Okay.
And okay. so it's
and so meridians providing are basically just points. They're like almost like data points.
Well, meridians are actually energy flows that are okay. in the body. They come from Chinese medicine. And there are 14 different meridians and flows that we work with. And okay. each one of them is activated in this tapping. But the key here is to keep in mind, the order of the tapping does matter because yeah. it's like, you know, typing on your keyboard. The order that you touch the keys
sure, of course.
Makes a difference. Otherwise, yeah. it's just,
otherwise, right? it's just random. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
There's nothing random about what Dr. Callahan developed. There's nothing random about what we're doing with this tapping pattern. Mm-hmm. Now, they're out of Dr. Callahan's work. One of his students, Gary Craig, developed something called emotional freedom techniques.
Okay.
Now, they parted company when he decided, they'd been together 3-4 years, he was a student of Dr. Callahan's, that he didn't think the order of the tapping mattered. And at a certain level, we know that it doesn't. But if you want to be more specific and more powerful in your treatment, it does. So a lot of the research that has been done, randomized studies, show that if you tap, you're going to feel a change in how you're experiencing things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you may have, I don't know, you said you had some experience with tapping. It might have been EFT, or there are several types of tapping. It all originated with Dr. Callahan's work.
Okay. So in your practice, though, are there like tapping practices that are more popular, or do you just base that on what you think your clients need?
Well, because we use kinesiology muscle testing, we can ask our clients what they need.
Yeah.
And they can give us that information without words.
Yeah.
Because by doing muscle testing or acting as a surrogate for them, we immediately can connect with where that problem is and what is the healing code that's going to take care of it. So, in my private practice, I always use the most advanced stuff and we can get through things very quickly.
Yeah.
But I've trained a lot of people in natural and man-made disasters in how to just use that basic tapping pattern I showed you to be able to very quickly help people resolve some of this overwhelm so they can start to look at.
And the basic tapping can work for anyone, anywhere, at any time.
Yes. Generally speaking, I would say that's true. There are reasons that it won't work. Mm-hmm. There are reasons that you need to add some other techniques to it.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I was in Rwanda teaching people in a language that I didn't speak how to tap around trauma. It was very effective.
I bet.
Even through translation.
Yeah.
And so, Dr. Callan's work's been translated into 15 different languages.
Yeah.
So it's not specific to a culture or a language or an age. So there's lots of applications for it.
Yeah.
Will this take somebody out of a schizophrenic episode? Where they're seriously delusional, or somebody who's taken drugs and now they're probably, you're going to need some other things than just tapping, because you're dealing with some very clear physiological damage that's been done.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. That makes sense. So just last couple questions here. I'm just wondering, I'm thinking about the person listening who maybe just wants an easy place to begin with this. Would the practice that you went through with us, would that be a good place for them to begin? And do you have other helpful tips?
No. See, you don't really understand this till you experience it. That's why I was encouraging you to let yourself feel it. But until you experience it, you don't really get it.
If you go
to my website, rlbray.com, and you'll see a button in there that says try TFT. Click on that button. It will take you to a YouTube video of me doing just what I did with you here right now.
Okay.
And you can try it for yourself and begin to notice the impact that it has.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it works for you, that's great. If it doesn't, keep trying. There's other tapping patterns. There's lots of videos out there. But the most important thing is, if you recognize that there's something not right or that you could be better with, do not hesitate to reach out and take the help that's offered you, because you don't have to struggle with this. My wife and I just came back from a trip to Antarctica. And so we were down there on an expedition boat.
Uh-huh.
And so one of the things is you get on and off the ship you're on onto these Zodiac rafts, two or three times a day so you can land or go out and look at whales and that kind of stuff. And one of the things that I thought was very interesting is the crew made a big deal out of saying to us, we're going to offer to help you on and off these boats. When we offer you help, take the help.
Right.
We want you to do it because we don't want any problems. We want you on and off easy.
And we want you to enjoy your experience too.
Exactly. Right. And so I thought that, I can go with that because that's what we do all
makes
the
sense.
Time with people is we offer them help. We put our arm out and say, hey, take my hand.
Yeah.
And, a lot of times people will say, no, I don't want your help. I don't want to do anything. I can do it all myself. And it's not true.
Yeah. Agree. I absolutely agree. It's like I've gotten to the point in my career where I'm like, no, I'll take your help. Right.
Yeah.
It's like
in any way or any
we can
way
do it
people...
all ourselves. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So love it.
So that's a good place to start.
Okay. Love it. So is your website then the best place for people to connect with you?
Oh, yeah. You can go into my website. My email is rlbray@rlbray.com.
Uh-huh.
That's my website, rlbray.com. So it's just my name. And you can send me an email if you want. I have lots of information on the website.
Okay.
And if people really want to know more about a thought field therapy or energy psychology in a general way, go to energypsych.com. psych.org. That's
energypsych.org. It's a good resource for people.
Right. That's the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology. I'm on the board there. And there's a whole range of things that can be helpful. So the key here is, if there's something that's not working for you, keep looking. There's a way to help. And you know, the stuff, the tapping I'm doing now wasn't available 50 years ago when I started in this business.
Yeah.
And the tapping that we do now is so much more effective was 25 years ago when Dr. Callahan was
100%. Yeah, 100%. There's a lot of things that are much more effective now.
Oh, so,
yeah, totally. So thanks so much for making time to teach us and share your knowledge with us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Mission is to help people. So
yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah. So folks out there listening, there's a lot of really good stuff in this episode. So if you are curious and you would like to learn more about Bob's work, you can go to his website at www.rlbray.com. And he's got that YouTube video that he mentioned. So if you would like to learn what we talked about today and try it for yourself, I really would encourage you to do that. You can find that link in the show notes. And on that note, if you know of someone in your life who you think this episode would benefit, please feel free to reach out to me and connect with me on my site. That's www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L. And just hit the connect button. And we're happy to share that episode with them if you just tell us where you would like it to go. This is one of the reasons why we've been able to build such an amazing audience and why I always thank you guys every week, because I know you have a lot of choices on how you can spend your time. And we are incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. That's what I got for you this week, folks, on the podcast. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.